the two best things you can do to insulate yourself from whatever's coming down the pipe. First of all, put yourself around the right-minded people. People that are already like thinking down the road, like how they're going to prepare for it, are the type of people that you want to put yourself around. Whether it's like join our mastermind, you know, because that's what it is. A bunch of badasses that are like, hey man, like, what are we going to do?
Real business owner. Whatever your situation is currently is not your forever situation.
That's really what real business owners is, man. Like, we don't care where you come from. Yeah. Where are you going?
Our goal and our job is to reduce the mistakes that you have to make or the money that you have to lose.
You want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be successful? Don't give up.
You learn, adjust, and continue to move forward.
Welcome back to another episode of the Real Business Owners Podcast. Today, you got myself, and as always, Trev Dog.
T-Unit. Checking in. You know what I mean? We're here.
Yeah. Today, you guys, honestly, we're going to talk about, are we headed into a recession? Every time I turn on I actually wrote a post. I didn't post it. But I literally wrote out a post because I'm going to post this in the morning, but I wrote it out and then I honestly just forgot. I was going to go back and reword things, but I like literally every time I turn on social media right now, there's like everyone thinks they're a recession expert, but, and that's kind of what I wrote my post on that I didn't post, but was like, look, man, every recession that we've been through since I've been alive has hit the market different. Yeah. No, none of them have been the same, you know, like back in 07, 08, like real estate market got hit hard. They tightened up like mortgage lending and they stopped doing all the freaking 80-20 loans and just handing them out like candy. It's like, you know what I mean? So, and then, you know, just all of them, man, 9/11, all the weird little virus ones, like all the different recessions we've been through. It's like hit different markets different ways. So we don't know what's going to get hit the hardest. We don't know what industries are going to thrive versus which ones are going to fail. Like even COVID, technically there was like the numbers came out and we were in a little mini recession, but like real estate was booming, right?
Well, it was a massive recession if you were in the restaurant business.
Right.
And depending on the city that you were in, some couldn't even operate or open their doors and it was takeout only. There were places here, even in Utah, where we'd walk in fine every day without a mask and they were operating business as usual. Mm-hmm. So there was like little subsets of recessions throughout the country, depending on whether you were in a Democrat state or a Republican state. Let's just call a fucking spade a spade. We know what we're talking about because today we're wearing fucking mechanic shirts with our name on it. So anything that we say is fact.
Valid.
Valid as fuck. Look at the pinstripes. It's proof.
But here's the thing, dude. Like this one's different, right? Like obviously there's something coming down the pipe. Some people are going to be affected, right?
No doubt.
There isn't a question now if we're going to go into a recession or not. Like, we're headed into one, but people think they know what they're talking about. They really don't. I don't. I don't know what's going to be hit the hardest because we've never seen a recession where we have maximum, like, prices on everything. Everything's gone up, dude. Like, talk about the food industry got hit hard. Well, it still hit hard, even though people are eating out like crazy because the inflation has been through the roof on cost of goods, like whatever's going on behind the scenes where they're doing supply and demand or holding shit offshore, all that weird shit's going on. So we've got this combination. We've never seen this before either. Okay, I was talking about it with Justin this morning. He's like, dude, we've never seen a massive inflation and a massive like peak in the prices market. Of homes in the market
and everything
and
just
like
in general,
and so seeing this like crash in the markets, but then now we're raising interest rates. So we got maximum like interest rates on the rise, inflation on the rise, plus we're at this peak for values, right? And so he's like I'm just like mind blown. I don't know what to do about it either, right? And so that's, you know, we're sitting there chopping it up and I'm like, man, like nobody really knows. We just have to prepare and be able to shift. Like I talked to Micah, our banker at Zions, and he's like, bro, all my nine figure clients, like talk about net worth, nine figures. Okay. They don't have a nine figure business. They're nine figure net worth people, right? He's like, all of them are saying, well, I'm not going to chase the market to the bottom. They're pulling out their stocks. They're liquidating. They're holding. They're waiting to get things on sale, but they are still, they're like all in on real estate and they're all in on investing into recession proof businesses, right? Like HVAC, plumbing. Well,
yeah, I mean,
like everyone's going to fix their AC in the summer, bro. Yeah, let's be real, right?
We were sitting there talking.
Auto mechanics.
Yeah, like, we were sitting there talking about that the other day. Like, and then what did we do? We did a quick Google search. What businesses were recession proof, right? Mm-hmm. People will need to still repair their cars. If your car don't work, you still got to go from A to B.
Right.
I said funeral homes.
Yeah.
Mikhail's like, well, that one did kind of get hit because you couldn't have funerals, But I was like, but the cost of burying somebody and the actual casket remained the same, whether there was three people there or 300 people there. Maybe there were some things that they couldn't monetize on as much in terms of renting out a space to do a big, what are the, is it a eulogy or a big
venue
like just celebration of life, funeral, whatever you want to call it, right?
Couldn't have the gathering part
of it. The gathering, but is that a high ticket expense for an individual that's burying somebody? Is using a space for that? Usually it's not. Around here in Utah, they use a church normally. And so the thing is, people are still going to die, whether the market's good or bad, right? Like people are still going to need their cars fixed there. If it's 100 degrees outside, you're still going to need your air conditioning fixed.
Yeah.
Look at this motherfucker. We got a rookie in the house, videographer. What is it now? Fucking month in and your phone's ringing during a podcast? And put his ass on notice real quick, you know? So... if he wanted that much attention, just hop up on the mic, motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? But the idea is there's still opportunity. Really, that's what we wanted to talk about. Yes, will there be some bear markets? Like, look what happened when the restaurants got hit. You know, there were tech businesses absolutely booming or other businesses that have hit high, like real estate, like you
said. Plexiglass companies.
Yeah, like what? Yeah, sticker companies, 6 feet distance. Fucking booming. They should have retired within the last 2 years with how much money that they made on all the fucking
signage
stickers.
And plexiglass.
Oh, my God. You know, we all should have boycotted the dumb shit. Even your sign people, you guys should have stopped making those. But I ain't going to hate on you for it, but I get it. The idea is, even though it looks like that there's some tough times ahead, if your mentality is, yeah, there's tough, you're going to face tough times. We know that it's coming. So what can you do to put yourself in a situation to isolate or build a moat around your life? Create more opportunities during downtimes than you do create downtimes during downtimes. And so a lot, they always say it, the most successful people in the world, as Kel just alluded to, they're actually they're getting liquid so that they can rape and pillage a bearer market than what it is today.
Right.
There's always opportunity in situations where everybody's retreating, everybody's running, everybody's scared, right? And so the idea is don't freeze up and just wait and watch what's going to happen, because if you do that, you're already a year or two behind because there's somebody else right now that is looking at what they have. They're staying as lean as they can, but they're still operating with purpose of trying to have growth, and not doing too much to where they're actually hurting themselves prior to them actually being hurt if there is a massive recession. So you freezing up now are starting to create your own recession prior to a recession or a pullback. And do not start it sooner than it needs to be started by retreating. If anything, now's the time to double and triple down, because you might have a 6 or 12 month window to create some sort of insulation from something that could hurt you financially, right? And we've been talking about it for 3 years. When there's highs, there's going to be highs. When there's lows, there's going to be lows. Right. When it's high, what are you doing to prepare for the low? And when it's low, are you doing everything that you need to do to make sure that your business will pop out the other side when it's time for the highs again, right?
Absolutely, man. Absolutely.
We'll see, you know, some homes for sale. We'll see some nice new trucks for sale. We know, you know, there's been some industries that have really enjoyed themselves lately. Mortgage people, you've had your turn.
Yeah.
y'all should be fucking retired right now based upon the last 2 years. I knew homies making 400 that now make over $1 million a year just in mortgage. So great. You had your time to shine. Hopefully you put your acorns away for a rainy day, because in the mortgage industry, we already know that that is a subset that will get hit during a recession. Why? Because they're already hiking the interest rates like a motherfucker and people have a bias towards this 3.2 or 3.4 or 5% that they've seen. Now 5% is just unheard of. I'm not going to do it. So therefore there's going to be somewhat of a freeze in the mortgage industry. So if that's you, you've got your work cut out for you over the next few years, but that doesn't necessarily mean that you can't make money. That just means you're going to have to live a little bit leaner, and you should have been preparing for this while the times were good. When the times are good, prepare for the lows. Yeah. So, and when the lows are good, you're fine.
Yeah.
You know, it's creating a life where you can kind of be even keel. Doesn't matter if it's high, doesn't matter if it's low, you're good because you've created a situation for yourself To be insulated from good, bad, ugly, whatever it is, right?
Yeah, I mean, the real estate market will definitely be hit. I don't think it'll be hit like it was, just my own personal opinion, because they have been a lot more selective on who they give loans to for the last decade, right?
I don't think that a massive default rate will happen in terms of, like, I think it's going to be like an 08 default in terms of foreclosures?
Yeah.
No, I don't think that. But I think with the interest rates, I think the mortgage process is going to slow up, hence the real estate market will slow up. And it's a supply and demand. If it's not in demand, because the interest rates are higher,
right,
then I think the bubble of the prices will start to reduce. Do I think that we're going to have a massive real estate recession? I don't. Right. I don't see that. But
I'll tell you though, there are already people walking away from their construction loans because they didn't do like a one-time close. Their rate's not locked, and now they don't qualify for the payment, so they're canceling the loan on them. So they're either walking from it, like, I'm not gonna be able to afford this payment, or the bank's canceling the loan, like, hey, you got to put more money down because, like,
you only qualified for
your payment's going to be $900 a month more, and you only qualified, right? Because people do exactly what you're talking about, where they live beyond their means.
The,
and so they're like, what kind of loan can I qualify for? They take it to the max. Well, now rates are going up before they've closed on their loan. So the bank's saying, you got to throw 40, 50 grand more down or else you don't qualify. They don't have it. So what they do, they walk from the loan. And so it's like, damn. So there is going to be some opportunity there, right? Especially in like new construction and, you know, like people that are qualified for loans right now. But I don't think it'll be a huge hit, man. I don't think it'll be like some 20, 30% like on the values. Maybe I'm wrong. But I will say that the two best things you can do to insulate yourself from whatever's coming down the pipe is, first of all, put yourself around the right-minded people. Like, let's be real. Like, people that are already, like, thinking down the road, like, how they're going to prepare for it are the type of people that you want to put yourself around. Yeah. So whether it's, like, join our mastermind, you know, because that's what it is. A bunch of badasses that are like, hey, man, like, what are we going to do? You know, like, that's what we're talking about this morning, even in different mastermind. Like, what are we going to do? Like, what's your plan? I don't know yet, but like, what's your plan? Then we're sitting here figuring out what our plan's going to be. Everyone's plan right now is to stack cash, right? Because things are still good right now. Something's coming. Stacking cash. They're liquidating things that are already being hit hard, not chasing the market to the bottom. But that's based on being around the right people. The other thing you can do to insulate yourself is be a damn good marketer, man. Like, marketing's never going to go anywhere. You know what I mean? So whatever you get yourself into, you better have some sales skills and some marketing skills. So you should be studying up on that shit, man. Like, and again, being around badass people, like being a part of a mastermind, being a part of communities of people that think outside the box and actually think long term, like, you're gonna learn some things in there, like marketing, and like, you know, what their investment plans are gonna be, and you know what they're gonna do just to shift their marketing to go after, because, like, let's be real, in every recession some industries are gonna skyrocket. So it's like, okay, like, we own an accounting company, our business is not gonna go anywhere because businesses are still gonna have to do taxes. Now, what if e-com's hit super hard? Well, we have a pretty good amount of e-com clients, so we might have to ship our marketing over here. Or what if blue collar gets hit real hard? Well, we might have to shift our marketing and create our niche to be in some other bucket of accounting, right? But we're gonna be able to shift through it because we're pretty good marketers.
Well, death and taxes, bro. Guaranteed, right?
Mortgage houses and tax accounting firms.
That's the next business. Like I said, we're getting into funeral homes. You know what I mean? We'll help you be successful, then bury that ass when your time is done. But you're exactly right. I mean, here's the deal. Just so that everybody's aware, currently, as you're listening to this, if you're listening to it after June 27th or before July 4th, so 1 week, we are going to have open enrollment for the Real Business Owners Mastermind. If that's something that you've been interested in, cool. Go to rbomastermind.com, fill out the application. We'll see if you're a good fit. If you are, we'll reach out to you, send you the invite, give you the details, and then you can kind of decide from there. But in regards to, you know, difficult times, a lot of people are going to tighten up and they're going to hold on to, you know, the little bit that they do have. And guess what? When you're holding on to something, like, you have to let it go. You have to let it go. And surrounding yourself with individuals, why times are good, that's all fine and dandy. The fucking real power of a mastermind in a group is when the fucking world looks like it's going through the shits.
Yep.
And you have 50 other fuckers that are there trying to get better,
Yep.
They're focusing on the right things. They're focusing on their business. They're focusing on their family. They're focusing on their mindset. They're not focused on what the fucking digits say on NSNBC in terms of the market or this or that. They're not focused on the shit that they can't control. They're focused on what they can. They lean on their network. And I guarantee you, one solo entrepreneur versus another solo entrepreneur that's involved in a mastermind that has 100 people that have their back in the exact same industry, one motherfucker's going to run around that other motherfucker like it's nothing.
Okay.
Because one person has the support and has 100 different perspectives on their issue. And the other one has one perspective on their issue, and that's their self.
And
right?
It's crazy too. Like when you're a part of that community, it's like, it's so when you're kind of like rolling through entrepreneurship alone and you don't have like, you always have people you can reach out to, but it's different, right? Like when you're part of like a mastermind, like, and you've like created some brotherhood or sisterhood or whatever together, it's like you reach out to someone. It's like, dude, you just want to help each other.
Dude,
you're not looking for a fee. Nothing. You're just like, bro, this is what's working for me. Or dude, we've been seeing this in our market out here. It's like, so, and they don't care. You're not afraid of competition in a mastermind.
No.
We could be in the exact same industry, but you're like, you're building allies.
Yes.
You're not building competition. So it's like, dude, in our market, we're doubling down on this. Okay, well, now I'm going to try that in my market. You could be competitors in the exact same industry.
Well, guys in the trade industry, like, what do you guys use for, oh, I've used this, that one sucks, right, or this one. You're collapsing time by getting information from individuals that are further along than you.
Yeah.
And when you do that, then you're getting to your destinations quicker, and you're burning through some of these benchmarks or goals that you've set for yourself that took somebody 10 years to figure out, right?
Right.
So if we're going down a path where things are going to start slowing down, shouldn't you want more perspectives and eyeballs on your business and on the problems and unique solutions to get more clients or get more customers and get more business? And really, if there's a time to double and triple down on individual personal growth and surrounding yourself with individuals, it's right fucking now, because you want to make sure that your mindset's the right mindset going into it right now. Look, I don't know what the fuck to expect. I really don't. I know that there's going to be some rough waters. How rough, we don't really fully know. Nobody does. Nobody has a crystal ball. But this year, I've made it a priority to double and triple down on me, because whatever it is that we may go through or not go through or whatever, but if it is something that's bumpy, you know, I want to make sure that I'm more mentally clear than I've ever been, physically fit than I've ever been, financially fit than I've ever been. I want to have the clearest mind while everybody else is running scared and they're fucking tucked tail, their heads between their legs, and they're just trying to fucking hold on for dear life. I want to be fucking walking around with my chest stuck out, pounding my chest like this is a fucking breeze. It ain't no big deal.
It's not a breeze. This is my freaking heyday, dude. Yeah. I'm freaking getting, not, I'm talking getting about paid. Wealth transfer. It's
exactly right. I'm setting myself up to get paid in 3 to 5 years while you're fucking tucking tail, putting your head between your legs and trying to ride it out.
Yeah.
It's two totally different mindsets. And if I was to give a suggestion or recommendation outside of joining a mastermind or an entrepreneurship group, it would be to right now is the time to double, triple, quadruple down on you.
Your personal
protect your fucking mind, personal development in general, because when you're an individual that's prepared for whatever, because you have a clear mind, because you've done all the right things, you're consistent with your daily actions, it doesn't matter what comes at you, because you're focused on all the right things and you're not letting the outside bullshit get to you because you're busy doing things that make you better.
Yeah. 100%. And dude, honestly, I would say that that is a number one insulator of a recession for you. Okay. Cause your business might get hit, but how are you going to shift and pivot? Like, dude, what kind of community are you a part of? Because if you're a part of the right community, you are going to do doubling down on your personal development. You are going to be doubling down on all those things that you said, because you have all these people holding you accountable to it, right? Because they're doing it, right? So that's what's so valuable about it. And plus, you're going to be learning things about all these different areas and what's working. And it's a collective mind to help avoid what's going to be really a lot of suffering for a lot of people. And I'll tell you this too, like, Think and Grow Rich. There's a whole freaking chapter on masterminds, and this dude was a part of them. You know, like, what's his name? The author of the book. Like,
Napoleon Hill.
He was a part of the masterminds with all those dudes, like, back in the day that were running the freaking country, right? The
Rockefellers.
Yeah, the Vanderbilts. Yeah. All those guys were in masterminds together, man. And they kept getting richer and richer in times where whether they were good or whether they were bad, bro. When they were in recessions, they were making more money. When things were good, they were still preparing for the next downturn. They were crushing because they were masterminding. They built the community around them, which was really what protected them from the recession.
Well, what bothers me is that an individual would let an outside force dictate how their life turns out.
Yeah.
Isn't that the whole purpose of extreme ownership? Taking ownership of your situation, whether the market's fucking bear as shit, whether the market's great as hell, because we know people have made a lot of money in great markets, and even fucking idiots make great money in great markets, right? Can you do it when other people are running scared? That's the true fucking test.
It is.
You have what it takes when everybody else doesn't.
Yeah.
Because it's going to happen again. Guess what? We pop out the other side in 10 or 15, 20. You're going to have to learn how to operate in cycles like this. So the young entrepreneurs that this is the first thing, they're fucking scared as shit right now.
Yeah.
Cool. You should be. You know, maybe you've lived a little too high on the hog for the last too many. Again, we all, when we're making money, we'd never see an end to it. It's just always going to keep coming. It's only going to get better. We have no idea how life would get worse when we're sitting on the top. But again, life does what it does, and it humbles us. It has ebb and flows, just like your mood. One day you wake up in a good one. One day you wake up in a bad one. One day you'll have a good market. One day you're going to have a bad market. Are you still doing the things that you need to do when you wake up and feel good and when you wake up and feel shitty? That's the question, because you should be in doing those same things in a good market and in a bad market. So your shit shouldn't change, because you should have a fucking life that's designed out the way that you want it to be, and you're creating your future based upon your daily actions today, not creating your future based upon where the market is today.
Yeah.
Like, that doesn't seem like that you have a whole lot of control, is if you're, oh shit, the market's down, that means we're going to be poor. Makes no fucking sense.
Yeah, we better start hoarding. Like, when's hoarding ever been a great strategy? You know what I mean?
I don't know. Look at fucking hoarders. It doesn't seem like it works out for them. You know what I mean?
But you're just hoarding and holding on. You know what I mean? You're just like, you're just running scared.
You're trying to survive. You're in survival mode rather than thrive mode. And either, again, you're attacking it or it's attacking you. You decide.
Yeah.
You can be the bitch of your own life, or you can be the superhero in your own
life.
And
I get it, because our brains are wired that way. Like, our brains, clear back to prehistoric days, man, we're wired to, like, look for threats, right? We're wired to protect ourselves, right? And so people naturally think that way, right? But that's like that's why when we go through, like, all those mastermind applications we had last time, it's like, of course, we're looking for people that meet the qualifications on income and things like that. But dude, we're looking at the things people write in there. Like, is this a person that talks with accountability? Mm. Is there language of accountability? Is there language of someone that's all in? Is there language of someone with some grit, you know? Or is it somebody that just retracts? Is it somebody that's writing in there like, I'm just looking for my break and I think I can get it here in this community. I need some help, blah, blah, blah. We're not looking for that victim-y shit, because that's not going to help protect, you know, everybody else's ecosystem when there's like one cancer in there that everybody's trying to lift up. No, we all want to lift each other up because we're all badasses. Mm. That's really what it comes down to. And so those are what we look for when we see these applications. Like, you want to be around a bunch of badasses that have a language of accountability? You know, they don't go around like pointing blame and shit on the economy, the markets, the recession coming up. Like, that's how you avoid it.
Well, here's the deal. This is the way the cookie's going to fucking crumble. Okay. It's capped out at 100 fucking people.
Yeah.
Our right, you know what I mean? We've got 75 people really to fill this 100 slot. And we kept it small initially at first, because masterminding was new to me and Kel. But I'll be honest with you, we've had people come up to us after the mastermind number one. We're going into mastermind number two here in a few days. That's going to be badass as well. Mm-hmm. And we're hosting it at a badass place of an individual that we met 4 years ago in a high level mastermind in the RTA syndicate when we were paying $6,000 a month. So did we get value from Ed and Andy in the RTA syndicate? Sure. There was some good information, and guess what? There's good information on their podcast too, that we could have gotten extracted, but it's different in person. It's a different feeling, a different motion. It hits a different nerve in your body that actually makes you do something different. Yeah. Your actions are different after a mastermind versus different after a podcast. Sure, a podcast can get you motivated for a minute. You come back from a mastermind, you're ready to fucking reorganize your business, double, triple down on making sure that this business is a badass business. There's a different emotion and feeling, but cool. The value Ed and Andy shared with us in the RTA Syndicate when it was $6,000 a month, It was what? Capped at a group of 100 high-power entrepreneurs.
Yep.
And where did we get the most value? The talking heads on stage that are awesome and they're amazing individuals.
So
we looked up to them, yeah. We joined it, but we joined masterminds not for the individuals throwing the mastermind. It's not Ryan Stueman, he's not the reason why we're in Apex. Yeah. It's the individuals in Apex is why we're in Apex. It was the individuals in the Arete syndicate that we wanted to meet because those are the people we're most likely to do business with, not Ed and Andy,
right?
And guess what? Now we do business with an individual and we're throwing an event at his building, and then the next day we're having the event inside of his airplane hangar next to one of his three airplanes, right? Yeah. And this was a relationship that we met and curated in a mastermind that had nothing to do with our business at that moment. And so sometimes, just so you understand, the value that mastermind brings isn't an ROI on your P&L next month. Yep. It's an ROI in your life. Yep. Your relationships are now greater. The opportunities that you have are greater, and they unfold over the course of 2 to 4 years, 5 years. They're going to continue to unfold for us and because we continue to nurture these relationships. And so if you're joining the mastermind because, is Trevor and Kel going to bring me value? You can fuck off, because the idea is you should be wanting to come into the group to serve and bring value and know that when you are of service, guess what? The universe sees that and it's of service to you and brings back what you give tenfold.
Right.
And so we have a fucking group that's absolutely ridiculous, that it's all of service. They serve each other, they lift each other up, and it's just absolutely special what's been created. But it is a 100-person group that doesn't exist anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Apex is open to anybody. Arete is open to anybody. Avengers is open to any. Go ahead and keep going down the list.
Yeah.
We are creating a 100-person group that will be a exclusive as fuck.
Yeah.
When that's full, people are going to want to be in it. The OGs that are in it now are never going to want to leave because it's going to continue to get greater and greater.
Yeah.
And we do not want the attention on Trevor and Kel. It's not about us. Look at us. We know so much. It's really about bringing in our contacts and our networks into these masterminds. They already get to hear from us on the podcast in person.
Yeah.
Yes, we do some lessons here and there, but we fly in the best of the best or bring in the best of the best.
Yep.
We had Jeff come in that built a 50-something million dollar company in 3 years to talk to these individuals because they're wondering how they could scale.
Right.
Well, how do you go from zero to 52 million in 3 years? Well, he told them about it.
Let me give you the game.
Cody Sperber, real estate, gave some game there. John Hiley gave game there. Mm-hmm. You know, this event, we've got guys that have done, so event number two, billions of dollars in sales.
Yep.
One guy's a famous YouTube dude that's got billions of views, teach the game on YouTube. We have another individual that's exited three different businesses, some 30, 40, 50 million, some even greater, right? So we've got Brody coming in, talking about designing your life, talking about investing into real estate, especially going into the markets.
That dude does his freaking homework.
He does his fucking shit, dude.
Yeah.
And then we got Wags speaking to start. I mean, dude, we've got an all-star lineup because it's not about Trevor and Kel. It's not about us and what we know. It's about who we know and what they know. And we want to put the best of the best around you guys so that you guys are surrounded with the information that can impact you as a human being and as an entrepreneur, because this is about building an actual life for yourself, not just a business.
Yeah.
And so if that's something that you want to be a part of, legitimately go apply. If you think that it's not something that you want to be a part of, then I think that you like struggle a lot.
Which there's growth from it, so congratulations.
Stubborn-ass motherfucker. You know, that's what you are. Let's call a spade a spade. You know, if you want to win, you don't win solo. You win by...
Collectively.
Collectively. Humans, since the break of fucking dawn, has went tribal.
Right.
Into communities. Why? It's not just to bare minimum survive. They go in a tribe so that they can thrive.
Thrive, absolutely.
Because everybody has their duties. Everybody has the thing that they need to do to bring back to the community that will serve the community at the highest level and make sure everybody's eating well, protected, shelter, food, water. Everybody's got their duty.
Yeah.
And we are tribal beings, we are community beings, and we thrive in communities more so than solo,
yep.
right? There are those unicorns that do the solo thing. Cool, that's all fine and dandy, but
they still need other people in some ways.
We have thrived a lot over the last 3 or 4 years based upon community, not because Trevor and Kel are so fucking badass. Are we badass? Absolutely. Are we action takers? Yes. Do we like, you know, surrounding ourselves with awesome. I just think we do a lot of the things right. We're idiots that do a lot of the right shit.
Well,
and therefore the results
appears. And it's because of the people we've surrounded ourselves with, man. Like, I like to back up a little bit. Like, you know, when you were saying like, dude, if you're looking for just all this value from us, or you're looking for this, you know, like next hookup, like then get like, then you're fuck.
We're
you're
not going to come
right?
in but, and redo your business.
But I did that. Yeah. Like when I wanted to join Arte, I was like, man, like I bet there's gonna be some great referral partners in there. Like my intention was to go in there and find what's going to feed my business. Wags didn't have anything to feed us at the time. Like some of our closest allies and relationships now had nothing to do with being a referral partner.
Yeah.
But like my initial intention was that, but that's because I didn't understand the value of the group. Community, right? Yeah. Of like, of what's really going to come from it. And so now my intention when I go into a mastermind, when I go into a new community is like, oh dude, I'm just excited of who I'm potentially going to meet, what kind of value I can bring to it, because I already know my business is just going to benefit from it somehow, some way. Like, I just know that. So, but that's not even why I do it. It's like, I just go in there. I already know that's all going to be taken care of, because I just know if I come in, I'm going to meet cool people that have all paid the fee to be here, that have all trying to do bigger shit, that all align with the same, you know, core values, the same value systems. And so you just go into that with like, the intention of meeting cool people and serving the community.
Absolutely.
And everything else just kind of like weirdly falls into place.
Absolutely.
And that's really the intention now when I go into it. We've been a part of masterminds that are now 2,000 strong.
Yeah.
You know, their upper levels are several hundred strong. And it's like, there's still a ton of value there. But we've also been a part of these smaller masterminds or in the beginning stages. That intimacy is something that we value. And so, is ours better than a 2,000 member mastermind? Well, to us it is.
Yeah.
Okay. It might not be to someone else. If you are looking for like the next referral partner, then maybe you go join one with 2,000 members in it.
Well, but I think people should join multiple. Haven't we joined multiple?
Yeah.
Right. Some that have wasn't you that
Chris
brought
Harder,
it up?
Chris Harder said me at the Avengers dinner to join. He said, honestly, I think everybody should be a part of two masterminds. And it should be like a more of like different intentions for them. Like, is it specific to my niche? Like, I'm a digital marketer, so I want to join this mastermind of all these digital marketers that are like boom, boom, boom.
Yeah.
And then one is like, you know, just a community of like your Thrive Tribe. You know what I mean? Like literally just insulating yourself with the right kind of people. And so that was actually a point that he made that actually always stuck with me. So when we brought it up the other day of like why we want to keep ours at 100 members max is because that's where we found the most value by creating more intimate, deeper relationships with people. And it's crazy when we had our first meetup versus our last meetup with that community, how deeper and different the relationships were.
So
the first one was badass.
It was still awkward though, because you're just like, okay, everybody in here is a fucking baller.
Yeah.
Am I like the poorest dude in the
room
we're
the
or
small
what?
Potatoes.
You know, and then we started talking to other people like, dude, I think I'm the poorest in the room. And then somebody's like, dude, I feel that way. And so like, it's intimidating. Yes, absolutely. It's intimidating, especially when it's all new to you. But like, then the second meetup, it's just like the relation a little deeper. Then like, I mean, they just become family. Like you can literally text it. I mean, just random ass shit. The text message we get from, you know, Chris, you know, and you know, shit like that. But the business that we built with the credit repair based upon the relationship that we met in Arete, that was a 100-person group. The intimacy and the ability to network and go deep in those relationships when it's capped is unlike anything I've ever seen and unlike anything we've ever experienced. And that was where we've got the most value and the deepest relationships. I would say that there's a couple one-offs in Apex where there's a handful of people that we have some really good deep connections with. Shout out Hailey, up my boy. And there's some other ones in there as well, but we do a lot of stuff with Hailey. We love Hailey a lot, you know, and he's done a lot for us.
Yeah,
right?
We're just like a badass alliance for each other.
We try to serve each other as much as we possibly can.
It's a deep friendship.
But I don't want to necessarily make this just about our mastermind.
I know.
In general, we were talking about recessions. How to survive a recession is join a mastermind. Call real business owners. That's the fucking title, right?
There you go.
So it's a little hybrid.
Number
right?
one strategy to avoiding a recession.
There you go. If it's a recession, you don't have to live in it.
Yeah.
Join the mastermind.
It's funny you said that
but it's still good information, even if people don't join our mastermind and they're looking to join a mastermind. It doesn't have to be us because we are a little bit higher end, and that's by design.
Yeah.
Here in August, we're going to launch a lower tier, not necessarily a mastermind, but more of a coaching group, to where we have opportunities for some fly-ins for you guys to come meet with us, because we want to network with people at every single level. We want to serve the individuals that are, you know, 0 to 5 years, and then the individuals 5 to on up.
Well, we want to give that ladder to climb, dude. Correct, like us talking to Bobby Castro a couple weeks ago after MDM. He's a part of a mastermind. This is a guy, you got to understand, he sold his company for over $1 billion.
I know.
So I'm talking to him and his wife, and they're like, dude, we are still seeking out the best mastermind for us. That's how you kind of gauge. That's one of the ways you gauge your success is like, community are you part of? Well, the mastermind they're part of, you have to have 9-figure net worth to even apply for it. So you got to be $100 million net worth minimum to even apply for it. So you know you're in there with a bunch of badass billionaires, right? And he said the same thing.
That's cool.
He's like, I'm the small potato in my group. The dude that randomly won our flamethrower is in that group with him, right? So when I was like, bro, like when I saw him and I was like, bro, like I've been looking for you on Facebook. It's so crazy. I see your face. You won our flamethrower. He was so excited. But he was like, dude, I need to call my pilot and see if I can take it home on my jet. And I'm like, oh, you got a jet. That's badass. Like, you know, like cause sometimes when you give stuff away, you're like hoping you give it to somebody that's
that,
like
that needs it.
That needs that it, or they're going to be so excited. Yeah. This guy, he's worth hundreds of millions of dollars, and he's so excited about this flamethrower. He's in that same mastermind, you know. But it was like, so I sat next to them at Bobby Castro's last talk, and it's like, bro. And I thought about it. I'm like, that's how powerful these masterminds are, man. Mm-hmm. Like, that's why guys that are, dude, if I had $1 billion right now, I don't have to work. We don't even have to right now. We have a great business, man. We don't have to put together a mastermind.
We fell in
love with it because our perception changed by being a part of them, dude. Right? And it's like we fell in love with the growth and the accountability and everything that we got from it and our ability to serve in there, everything, right? But it's like, that's why you got guys worth billions of dollars that are still looking for that next level mastermind community.
Well, it's because it gets to a point where it's no longer about money. It's about individual growth.
100%.
Because how can you have self-esteem being a billionaire sitting on a couch eating potato chips? What are you going to remind yourself that you're a billionaire every fucking 10 minutes by logging into your bank account? Cool. Might give you a dopamine hit, you know, every so often for a period of time. But Jesse Itzler talked one time when we were down at the Kent's event that we Scale and Escape, when he went into that private room and talked to just the members. And he said, I get asked quite a bit what it feels like to sell a business for over $1 billion, $1 billion business. And he says, it's the same as any other accomplishment. Yeah. You feel a sense of accomplishment, mm-hmm. whether you run a marathon, whether you sell a business, anything that was a goal that you set out to do, that you had a little bit of struggle, trials and tribulations that you had to work through in order to get to it, you will feel a sense of accomplishment. When a sense of accomplishment then converts over to self-esteem.
Yeah.
Self-esteem then creates more confidence in self, because you know when you're put in bad situations, you know who the fuck you are.
Yep.
You survive them. Not only survive them, you fucking finish what you said that you would do. So that's a sense of accomplishment. Whether you're a billionaire or you're worth one fucking dollar, what are you doing to feel a sense of accomplishment every single day or every single week or every single month? You don't have to build a fucking business that does 16, 17 million like me and Kel in order to feel a sense of accomplishment. If you go outside right now and you run a mile and it's fucking difficult, and you said, you know what, my goal is to run 5 miles in the next month, and you do it, you will feel a sense of pride, because you know for a fact, you have factual data that says, I am a better version of me today than I was 1 month ago.
Yeah.
You can't, that's indisputable evidence that a month ago you could only run a mile, but here you are 30 days later killing 5 of them.
Right.
Right? That's how you expedite, you know, a sense of accomplishment and living a life with purpose and showing you that you are an individual of growth and that you can continue to outdo the old version of you by doing shit like that.
Yeah.
And that's where true self-worth and confidence comes in. It's not the $1 billion bank account. I guarantee you right now that there's a billionaire more miserable than some third world kid kicking a fucking piece of trash for a soccer ball that has a smile on his face.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's not just about a money aspect. It's about you as an individual and how do we make you whole so that the process of success is somewhat enjoyable and it doesn't just feel like you're getting your face pounded in all the fucking time. And the only way to do that is by having those micro accomplishments so that you feel good about you frequently.
So you feel happy.
You feel happy.
That's the ultimate thing of success. Like I still tell my kids all the time, like I don't give a shit if you're the high school baseball coach because they both love baseball.
Yeah.
My older boys. Or if you're a freaking mega millionaire, dude. All I care about is how happy you are. That's really the truest success factor on this earth. I'd much rather be the dude that's freaking happy. It just so happens that I like a lot of money to do the things that make me happy, but the growth of accomplishing the lot of money to go do the things that I enjoy in life, it's the growth that makes me happy, right? Yeah. And so, you know, like that's really what it comes down to. Like, and that's what it is in these communities. You're not in there comparing bank accounts. Like I've heard people do that. I even wrote in my book about some dude that was like, you make $250 a year? Like, that's what I paid in taxes. Like, almost like demeaning shit. Like, you always have that douchebag that pops up and he fades himself out real quick. Or, you know, he or she, whatever.
That's the ego guy that's trying to say, look at me.
He's got a lot of growth, obviously. Yeah, you know, he needs a lot of growth.
He needs a mastermind. Right.
Yeah. And so you see some of that here and there, but it's real rare. Like, really what you see is not a bunch of comparison.
What about a Sammy Knight? Like, guys like that you randomly run across.
Yeah.
That are just fucking good-hearted, good humans that don't need a mastermind. They literally don't need a mastermind.
No.
They are there literally paying to serve people. Why? Because it feels good to be of service, and it actually helps them feel good helping other people, right? It's not feeling good just being like, how can I help him so I can get a fat check?
Right.
It has nothing to do with that. This guy has all the money that he needs, but he is in Apex just of service. Hey, come out to my whatever 33,000 acre ranch and come hunt with me. Like, dude, we'll take you out. We'll do, you can get. So he's just
for a lot of people, that is the end goal. Like the ranch, the money, the family, like
flying people out to
here they are,
shoot
still
shit
putting
from helicopters and moving. You know what I mean? Like, he lives a fucking Rambo movie almost to a certain extent, you know what I mean? With choppers and shooting and all this, you know? Yeah. He can look like the Swamp Thing and shit, tie a fucking bandit. Nobody would see him for weeks. He can do whatever he wants. But that's really the idea of masterminds. Yes, there are financial gains, but do you want to grow as an individual, as a human being, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, and financially? And if that's you, then you need to surround yourself with other people that also are on that same journey. And that's why it's so important. Secondly, there will be some hard times ahead. Don't you want to have individuals that you can lean on, that you can communicate with, that have different perspectives than you, that you can say, what would you do in this situation? Right. And then you have, you know, 20 different people give you opinions on, this is what I would do, this is what I would do. You're going to be able to dissect through that information and find the answers that you're looking for or action items that you need to take that was outside of your perspective, because maybe you are a year three or year five and somebody year 15 dropped down and said, yo, little homie, try this.
Yeah.
Oh, damn, I never thought of that, right? And so really that's really the power in it. Yes, there are financial gains, but we just really want people that want to become better humans just in general, because that's what the mastermind is currently, and we want that theme to continue. All individuals of service, because if all 100 people are of service, then that by default would mean everybody is being served.
Right.
You don't have to serve yourself when you're of service, because somebody else will watch your back. And really, that's the idea of a mastermind in a group.
Absolutely.
That's high level.
Absolutely. It's wild. This was a cool episode, dude. I it's funny because Trev and I literally were talking before the episode. And we're like, let's talk about the recession. It's all we see on freaking social media. We turn it on is, you know, crypto guys are panicking, stock guys are panicking, real estate people are panicking, you know what I mean? And they're all writing like what their predictions are. And I was like, dude, we should just talk about it, right? But then it turned into us talking about masterminding. But however, it is really probably the best insulating factor.
But that's something that you can control.
Yeah.
You can decide whether you join or whether you don't join, whether it's our group or some other group. It doesn't matter. Surround yourself with support during the most difficult times. If we know that it's going to happen and times are good now, allocate some money towards surrounding yourself with a community of people when, you know, the unforeseeable eventually, I think it's foreseeable at this point that something's right. going down. The question is how bad, exactly when. I think it's within the next 6 to 12 months. And I think that's why it's important now to make sure that you are focused on you and doing all the right things that you have the ability to control so that the results are actually a controlled result, not a random thing that happens out in an environment that you can't control, right? Like an economy situation, right? So,
absolutely.
Anywho, well, I think that that's a wrap, don't you think, Nick? What about you? Any more phone calls this one? No? You good?
He's over there blushing like, damn.
Call him back real quick. Let's see what was so important. Let's put it on speaker. Let's have them do their thing. But for real, if you want to join our mastermind, rbomastermind.com. If you don't, keep fucking peeling, you know, nuggets from the podcast. That's all good too.
Yeah.
We will ask that, you know, please, you know, support us a little bit more on social media, Instagram, like, comment on our shit. You know, we put a lot of time and effort into that. And so we want to make sure that the individual, it's funny that we get messages. Oh man, I've been getting so much value. I've been following you guys for years. I'm like, I don't even know who the fuck you are. You know, that means you haven't liked or commented on our shit, but that's what I call a taker. They're there to extract benefit and not really try to add benefit to the individual they're extracting from, which, you know, the universe will take care of you in due time.
Right.
you know, it is what it is. We don't make the rules, but we've just seen it. Takers will get taken eventually. Yeah. It just is what it is. People that are of service and trying to serve the people that scratch their back will always be taken care of. So, guys, if we scratched your back on this episode, make sure that you share it. Make sure that you're liking, commenting on our shit so we can see who you are. So when you go into our DMs asking for something, you say, I follow all your shit. We can be like, oh, yeah, you do. We see your comment and like our shit. Yeah. Therefore, we're more open to having you on our podcast.
Right.
We're more open to hopping on a phone call with you or helping you solve a problem. Yeah. But don't come and take and take and take and then slide in the DM and say, hey, I've been taking from you for years. I know you don't, I don't like or comment on your shit, but can you help me even more?
Yeah.
That's just, you know, we see who the fuck you are. Okay. So just don't be that person. Other than that, have a kick-ass week. We'll see you guys next Tuesday.
Peace.